CD 1. Track 6.
We are very lucky today to have with us in the studio Beryl Martin, the famous traveller who specialises in Africa. Hello, Beryl.
Hello, everybody.
Can you remember that special moment in your life when you decided to become a traveller?
Yes, I do. I think I was 13 or 14 at that time. In fact, I don't remember how old I actually was, but the day itself stands very clear in my memory. It was Saturday, the 15th of May, my mother's birthday. I was reading Out of Africa by Karen Blixen when I suddenly stopped and said to myself, yes, that's what I want to do in life.
I suppose you probably had some romantic ideas about Africa. Did your first visit there meet your expectations?
Oh, actually, when I first went there, it's perhaps strange. I felt both exhilarated and exhausted. Everything was so new and interesting and exciting. But at the same time, I had this feeling that it had taken me so long to get to Africa, that I had been working so hard to get there. So, as I said, it was both excitement and exhaustion.
It seems that nowadays there are many people travelling through Africa, taking pictures and describing or filming their adventures. How do you feel about the competition, Beryl?
Most of them aren't my competitors. They're my best friends, actually. One thing you need to know about Africa is that it's important to make friends with people, because sometimes your life depends on their help or advice. So if you aren't sociable and open to other people, don't ever think about becoming a traveler.
Well, I must ask this question. If not Africa, which other part of the world would you like to travel to?
Of course, there are many areas in the world which I find fascinating. For example, the Amazon or some distant islands in the Pacific. But nothing is as interesting to me as Africa. Africa is the most important place to me because I've got my house and all my life there. But one day, who knows?
Okay. And now, after these personal questions, it's time for more practical information for our listeners who would also like to become travellers one day. The first person to call us is, I think, Natalie from...